Science Readings, Searching for a Bug of Gold. The price of gold has continued to rise over the past decade. This leap has made gold mining highly profitable, but it also means that finding new deposits will require using microorganisms with specific chemical abilities and small traces of biotechnology. The Bug of Gold, When Life is Extreme. Just as the romantic miner Neil Young was searching for a heart of gold, scientists are on a quest to find the precious metal inside bacteria. Surprisingly, certain microbes are alchemists, able to create nanoparticles of pure solid gold from a low-grade ore or solution of gold salts. But why does a colony of Cuprivitis metellidurans need gold? It is certainly not for economic reasons. These microorganisms are called extremophiles because they can thrive in environments rich in heavy metal salt solutions that are lethal to most forms of life. Fortunately for us, Cuprivitis metellidurans and several other similar species have been working on gold salt solutions for millions of years, probably playing a role in the creation of gold deposits throughout the world. These extremophiles reduce the toxic compounds, example given, gold chloride or gold thiosulfate, in pure and precious metal, which they then excrete in the form of tiny gold nuggets, protecting themselves from compounds that would otherwise destroy their cells. Bugging the bug. There are economic, environmental, and scientific reasons for the current interest in the connection between microbes and the precious metal. Prized since antiquity for its beauty and stability, gold is becoming a celebrity of sorts in the nanotechnology age. Gold nanoparticles can help pinpoint a tumor and then carry medicines to it. Gold also holds promise for making extremely efficient solar cells, among other photonic applications. Unfortunately, at the moment, the process of bacterial gold precipitation is not likely to inspire a new gold rush, as scaling it up would be both prohibitively expensive and time-consuming. It does, however, have implications for the creation, detection, and processing of this noble metal. Biotechnologies and various disciplines, such as genomics, proteomics, and several other omics, could help scientists in these fields, transforming researchers in new gold diggers. By using microarrays and DNA sequencing, for example, a correlation has recently been proven to exist between the composition of microorganisms at mining sites and the metals present. The transcriptomic microarrays can assist scientists to detect the upregulation of the gold-inducible genes of bacteria naturally associated with metals, indicating what metals are present. Scientists have also adopted proteomic methods coupled with mass spectrometry to detect gold-binding proteins through which to develop handheld biosensors for identifying the presence of the precious metal on land. Metabolomics have enabled them to study the metabolites from biochemical reactions inside bacteria and thus to access the chemical fingerprint of cellular reactions involving metals. All these molecular techniques could be used to determine the microbial composition of a site and use this to identify possible places where gold might be found. The quest for the gold bug continues to enable a suitable production and purification method for gold nanoparticles via biological routes. Adapted from There's Gold in Them There Bugs, Nature Outlook, Gold, March 2013.